Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, the HSE has confirmed an unpublished Children's Health Ireland report into concerns at one of its hospitals is to be referred to An Garda Síochána. In a further development, the HSE has also confirmed that matters raised in that report will be referred to the Medical Council, and it will discuss with Children's Health Ireland how this will be done. Let's get more on this now with public policy correspondent with the Irish Times, Martin Wall. Good morning, Martin.
Good morning, Claire.
How significant do you believe these two developments that I mentioned there are?
Oh, I think it is. They are very significant. I think any time that an issue was referred by a state body to Gardaí, it shows how serious it's been taken. And we bear in mind that this was the ministers were told of this last evening at a meeting of the Cabinet Subcommittee on Health, which was had a meeting last evening. So it shows in terms of the seriousness of this whole issue is being taken. And now we have to wait and see what Gardaí deal with this issue, how they deal with it when they meet with the HSE. And obviously the same in relation to the Medical Council being the regulatory body for doctors in Ireland. So we'll have to see where these matters move on from here, but it is obviously being taken very seriously.
And what we don't know at the moment is why the unpublished report is to be referred to the Gardaí. We just don't have that information.
Yeah, and this report, it is unpublished, but I think virtually every major news organisation in the country actually has seen it. And there are a number of elements to it. So we don't know which elements are actually being referred, or are all of it being referred, because there are issues in relation to what they call the cultural issue. This report meant to deal with dysfunctional relationships, challenging behaviours in a particular part of it. It deals with the issue of potential patient safety issues, and then it deals with the whole issue in terms of the operation of the waiting list, the National Treatment Purchase Fund's waiting list scheme. So we don't know whether all of it, whether parts of it, or the selected elements of it are being referred to Gardaí and the Medical Council, and that is not clear at this point.
Right, and the Gard say this morning in a statement, in general, referrals don't automatically result in criminal investigations. They're first assessed by investigators to establish is a potential criminal offence in play here that would necessitate a criminal investigation. So there are a lot of moving parts to this story. Have we had any response, Martin, from Children's Health Ireland to these developments?
Not that I am aware of this morning in relation to this issue. But as I say, this is an issue this is action that has been taken by the HSE, which is obviously separate to Children's Health Ireland, the funder of Children's Health Ireland, essentially. So it has decided to take this action now. So it's a matter for them. Obviously, in parallel with all this, we have a review that is being undertaken by the National Treatment Purchase Fund. And we have to wait for the outcome of that, because that is also that the National Treatment Purchase Fund earlier this week announced that it was suspending funding for CHI under its waiting list schemes pending its own review of what was going on in relation to these to the operation of the scheme in particular areas of CHI. So parents who have children on waiting list will be waiting to see where that goes.
Yeah, and the minister was very clear yesterday on the timeline for that. You know, the expectation is that it will happen very quickly. She said parents should sit with her and the NTPF for the next week to 10 days. So progression is expected to happen in a very timely manner.
Yeah, I think the issue in relation to this is that the NTPF operates, it funds waiting list schemes in the private sector and in the public sector. And there's a lot of money involved. This year it will be nearly a quarter of a billion euros. So there's a lot of money involved in it, but they operate under protocols. There are rules in place in relation to how hospitals who benefit, who draw money from these funds, actually can operate the funds. And in essence, the NTPF, I think, is looking for undertakings or assurances that the rules are being followed. And that would involve, presumably, assurances. There'll be assessment of documentation. It shouldn't take a long time if there's no issues. So I think the minister said a week or so. I think for parents, that maybe if that is adhered to and that timeline holds, I think then that everyone should be reasonably happy. I think the issue will be is that if the timeline doesn't hold and it's more protracted, I think then we will see the issue of the opposition becoming involved in this. I think you'll see parents becoming involved and presumably arguing that their children are already the reason they're on the waiting list is because the public system wasn't able to provide timely care. And now the system that is put in place to essentially overcome the problem of lack of access to timely care was also being delayed as well. So I think if it's protracted, I think there will be issues in relation to it. But if everything goes well, it shouldn't really take that long to actually get it, such assurances. Mm-hmm. So we'll see whether the timeline that was set out by the ministry yesterday actually holds by next week.
Martin, thanks for explaining it all to us. Martin Wall there from the Irish Times. Messages still coming in about the RTÉ Investigates programme last night. This one, I'm an elder lemon. The RTÉ report last night was absolutely appalling. There was no dignity for the patients, no respect. I would go so far as to say there was cruelty right throughout the programme. I ended up crying. This should not be happening. The elderly who have given so much to this country and they're not respected at all. This listener says that Taoiseach should talk about this. It's a serious matter. Also, right throughout the programme, I saw no proper hoist, which has to be operated by two carers. Wake up, everyone, and treat us with the respect that we deserve. Now, later on in the programme, we're going to be talking about how to recycle your household waste properly. But after the break, the latest on the European Space Rover, which is due to land on the moon today.